This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Adult. It sounds simple, but anyone who's moved to a new place knows how tough it actually can be. Leaving behind your usual circle and trying to build connections from scratch isn't always easy. One woman who knows that all too well is Caitlin Connolly. Originally from Sligo and now based in Galway, she is the driving force behind Affinity Social Events and Connections Run Club. Two growing communities bringing people together through hikes, dinners, wellness events and a shared love of running. She joins me now to talk all about turning loneliness into connection. Welcome to the show. First of all, take me back to when you first moved from Sligo to Galway. Like, what was that experience like socially? Did you find it difficult to meet new people?
Well, actually, my context was I grew up in Sligo all my life, and I moved to Dublin for college. And I was there for 8 years between college and working there. And I always had a heaving social life. I was very blessed. Been in college in Dublin, I kind of grew up through that experience with friends, and that led into work. And so it was never a struggle I was very blessed to have until then I moved to Galway. I just kind of reached that point. I was around 25. My friends were going abroad to Australia, solo traveling, or even just settling back down the country. And I myself moved for work to Galway. And it was at that stage at 25, I'm not clubbing or going out. The social scene is just different. And I was like, how do you make friends, not just where you go for that one kind of coffee, but that you could actually enjoy. I enjoyed running. You could go for a sea swim with and kind of your kind of people. And you're not meeting them, unfortunately, as friendly as a girl's bathroom is on a night out. You're not going to meet them in there. And that's kind of where I was like, I really felt that gap.
Why do you think as an adult we feel that gap so predominantly? This isn't something that we tend to talk about in other age groups as much as we do about people in their 20s.
Absolutely. That gap, I think, comes from there's a quiet sense that you're alone in that feeling. And it's this quiet sense I have found over the time that you can't really say it, God, if you don't have friends, you're a bit of a loner, or God, is there a reason you haven't got friends? When actually the shared experience and the lived experience I've seen is it's circumstances. It's you've moved county, you've left friends behind, you're in a relationship and maybe you moved for that relationship or work. You're in between jobs, you haven't built those friendships up yet. So oftentimes it's circumstances and we're afraid to say it. We're afraid to say, I'm on the market for friends, hit me up. We do it if we're dating, but it's funny about friendships.
Yeah, slide into my DMs if you also want a friend.
Yeah, you want to go for a coffee.
Yeah, no problem.
And I think it's something we do need to address because there is a loneliness epidemic across all age groups, and I'll get into it later on, like through events that I've run and whatnot, but it's the same, it's a lived experience but across all age ranges, from 20s right up to into retirement. Even when you have your empty nesters, everyone's experiencing it.
Was there a specific moment when you realised there needs to be something done about this and I need to be the person to take charge here?
Well, I think it started from selfish reasons. I'd come to Galway, the prom in Salt Hill, if you know Salt Hill, is heaving with people out for a walk and a coffee. And I remember being like, you know, I know the friendship group will come, but I'd love to run down this prom, meet a couple of friends, get a coffee after. And I just didn't have that network yet. So it just started from, I knew there's Galway's brilliant. There's so many different things you can join for any interest. But for me, I was like, social running, that's my thing. Run clubs are a big thing in Dublin. And I came to look for it in Galway. I found there wasn't a social run club running at the weekend that got coffee. And I was like, God, I waited for a while. I was like, surely it'll crop up. And it didn't. So after 3 months of kind of looking for it, I was like, look, if I can find 10 people that would meet on Saturday and run and get a coffee, that's a job well done. And hopefully that would snowball.
And it has. You now have Connections Run Club. It's become really, really popular. Like, for people who haven't heard of it, how easy is it to get involved? How many people to come along?
Yeah, so it's completely free. And we operate from Galway City Centre. So the whole premise, we're very much, we do what we say in the tin. It's all about connection. Running is just the mechanism. You by no means need to be smashing a PB. You don't need to be a seasoned runner. We run for 5K, 4 or 5K, whatever you can manage. And it's all about the chats as you run. And I know run clubs can sometimes get a stigma, but we have set the culture of you are coming here to mingle, to say hello, and no one will ever ask you your pace or your PB. That's the least interesting thing about you when you come to run club. But we operate from Spanish Arch on a Tuesday at 7:30. And then every second Saturday and Sunday, we do 5 to 10Ks, 10Ks. And there's always a coffee. And sometimes the coffee goes on longer than the run itself. But I think that's a testament to the nice community we've grown.
For people who might be nervous showing up to those type of things solo, what type of advice do you give them?
I always say that it's a bit like ripping off a plaster. The hardest part is turning up at 7:30. And I promise you 5 minutes in, there'll be someone beside you because of the culture we've created that will say, well, how are you getting on? How are things? It's very, very easy, low-key. And the more you turn up, that is how those friendships foster. And I think as well, this season of life that we're in and where this is a lot harder to meet people, it's just a commitment. You have to kind of bite the bullet and show up. No more than if you were looking to meet a partner, you'd go on dates. If you're looking to meet friends, you kind of do have to put yourself out there a little bit, but it's very welcoming when you arrive, that part I can promise. But you just need to put the runners on and come out.
And give it a go. Tell me about affinity social events then for you. Like, what do you organise with that, and what kind of people tend to come along? There seems to be a great amount of community at the centre of both the run club and this as well.
Yes. So Affinity Social was born from, it wasn't an intention at all, but it was people who'd seen the run club and just, they're not runners. Black and white, I get that, running's not for everybody. And they would message us and say, we love this community. I'd love to, join something where there is social, but kind of, I'm just not into running. And then I am a primary school teacher and I work full time and I do connections. And it was just a case of, I was like, I can't do it all at the one time, as in organizing another kind of branch of that. So I said, I'm going to commit to the bit, make it a thing, and I have. So now I run events. I recognize that people, in order to connect, need to have a common interest. The running was for Connections Run Club, that everyone shared that. With Affinity Social, we have 3 events. Whether you're into social hiking and get a bus, go out for the day, get good food, and if that's your thing, or maybe it's our social supper, which is a 3-course dinner, but you rotate around the table at each course. So you're meeting different people and get dressed up, and it's for men and women of different ages come. And then we have our social wellness events, and that's for people who, there's drink is not involved at all. You're a bit more into your fitness, your health, your yoga, your wellness. So the premise is you're meeting people who are kind of singing from the same hymn sheet as you. So you're already off to a great start.
It's such a beautiful idea. And I love that events like this have become such a huge part of life for people now, becoming more and more prevalent. We still don't have as many of them as we need, but it's lovely to see people like yourselves, like, trying to really fill that gap. What type of challenges did you face in the beginning trying to get this off the ground? Maybe ongoing challenges as well that just come with events like this.
I suppose one actually was, what is it? There's that saying, victim of your own success. I actually had connected so many people through running that actually my immediate pool of people were all sorted. They'd made their friends. They were all kind of, they had got what they'd come for. So it was actually then trying to reach out to the other communities that, and or other parts of the community that don't run. And it's just at the early stages, it's word of mouth. And that's why I get to talk to yourself today, Valerie. So it's brilliant because there are so many people. Anytime I mention it, what the idea of affinity is, someone will always say, my sister, that's what she needs. Or, you know, kind of, gosh, my friend, she's in a relationship but hasn't got friends outside of that. Or they're just out of a relationship. They've just moved to Galway. It's just getting the word out there that we are running these events. They are there. And, you know, we want to give that opportunity to as many people as possible.
If somebody is listening and tuned in this evening and they are very lonely, if they've just moved somewhere new, or maybe they're just someone who hasn't typically had loads and loads and loads of friends, have had quite a small circle, but want to expand on that, what advice would you give them?
Again, I would say, put one toe outside of your comfort zone and you'd be amazed what you will get back. Nothing good comes, if nothing changes, nothing changes, that saying. And it's an investment into yourself. The tickets are always around 30 to 50 euro, but everything's included in that. And that's just to make sure you have a fantastic experience, and to cover the costs of buses and that kind of thing. But after that, you sit back, we look after the rest. It's a bit like an adult school tour sometimes. You just turn up, rock up, we look after everything else. And everyone else is in the same boat. So everyone there is instantly friendly. It's not like you're walking into a room where people are with their work colleagues already, or they're out with the girls or the lads for the night and they're not aware of who else has come into the room. Everyone there is showing up. They're ready to meet somebody, friends, a couple of people. And it works. We just had a social hike last Sunday to Diamond Hill. We got the bus out. And after a day of coffees, lunch, everyone was getting off and they were all swapping Instagrams. There was WhatsApp numbers being shared, and that was totally unprompted. But the connection was meaningful enough that people felt they could share those, you know, the numbers and keep in touch.
It's clear that there have been many friend groups founded through the Run Club connections and also Affinity Social as well. Where can people find more about you guys online, if particularly on social media, if they're looking to get involved?
Yeah, so on, we're all across the social platforms, mostly Instagram. You'll get a lovely insight into the different events. We'll always recap with a reel and kind of we're sharing the journey there very much. If you're not on social media, really, every event goes live on Eventbrite. You just type in Affinity Social on Eventbrite and you can book on and keep up to date that way. And then we have our website as well is in the process. It's nearly up and running. As I said, we're quite an early start. We're a year into business now, but social media through Instagram, TikTok and Eventbrite, you'll be able to keep up to date.
Kathleen, I really appreciate you sharing all this with me this evening.
Thank you so much.
It's just such a pleasure. I am very passionate about this area anyways, of the loneliness epidemic that so many young people like our age are feeling. So I really do hope someone gets something from this evening, and I'm sure we'll chat to you again on the show.
Thanks for having me. Bye now.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.